Good morning. Radio. I did that again. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. That was my mistake. I forgot to uncue that music for this morning. Oh. Anyhow, welcome to Coffee and the Good Book, a rough start this morning. Have we ever had one of those days? I think we all have. Let me get a swig of my coffee, Edmi. There we go. Now, that's a good morning. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, welcome to Coffee and the Good Book. I am Patriarch Andrew Patrick, and yes, we are all human. We have those days. And if we can't laugh at our things that happen to us, then we cease to be human, and we're not perfect. And that's a good thing, because then if we don't make mistakes and we don't have issues and trials and tribulations to go through, how do we learn? And today's discussion on Ezekiel chapter 3 is going to be quite interesting. As the topic message goes, it is for you, it is for me, it is for believers and unbelievers, and even a reminder for clergy. But to start off with, for those that may not be familiar with Ezekiel, Ezekiel is a priest, a prophet. I'm just going to read a little bit from the beginning of the book of Ezekiel here, a little description. Ministers during the darkest days of Judah's history, the seven-year period of Babylonian captivity, carried parables, signs, and symbols to dramatize God's message to his exiled people. Though they are like dry bones in the sun, God will reassemble them and breathe life into the nation once again. Present judgment will be followed by future glory, so that, quote, you shall know that I am the Lord. Chapter 6, verse 7. And so that you know, the name Ezekiel means God strengthens, or strengthened by God. Ezekiel is indeed strengthened by God for the prophetic ministry to which he is called. Chapter 3, verses 8 and 9, which we will touch on. The name occurs twice in the book of Ezekiel and nowhere else in the Old Testament. So, give you a little background on Ezekiel. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, before we get started, just want us to go into our morning prayer. I want us to keep lifted up in prayer all the things that are going on in our own personal lives, as well as in our communities and our world around us. Right now we have a tropical storm hitting the southern states and some torrential rains. We ask our Lord to keep our friends and our families and our brothers and sisters safe from harm. We have friends and family and brothers and sisters out west in Arizona, Nevada, California, New Mexico, and the likes that are experiencing extreme temperatures of heat. We ask our friends and neighbors and remind people to look on one another, to check on the elderly, and to see how one another are doing. Give a friend and a loved one a call. Check on a neighbor. If you see a stranger who may be struggling, stop and offer some godly kindness, as it is what Scripture tells us to do. And also, remember all that is happening overseas in England and over in other places in Europe. So let us open up with our Lord's Prayer. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever and ever. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, as I take another sip of my coffee, I am so thankful for the many blessings that I have, and one, being able to come to you each week with a new reading. And it's ironic how when I was looking at Ezekiel, I wasn't even thinking of doing this for you this week, but the Lord has other ideas, and there's a verse in here that when I was reading it, something happened, and as I was reading it, all of a sudden the discernment started hitting right and left at me, and I realized, okay, Papa, I hear you. This is the message for Coffee in the Good Book this week, and so it shall be, your will be done, and I will do my humble best to try to get your message out. So let us begin, because it is 27 verses. And again, I apologize. I am not the world's greatest reader, but I do my best, so bear with me. If you'd like to follow along, I do read out of the New King James Version Bible, so that you have it. Ezekiel chapter 3. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, eat what you find. Eat this scroll and go speak to the house of Israel. So I opened my mouth, and he caused me to eat that scroll. And he said to me, Son of man, feed your belly and fill your stomach with this scroll that I give you. So I ate, and it was in my mouth like honey in sweetness. Then he said to me, Son of man, go to the house of Israel and speak with my words to them. For you are not sent to a people of unfamiliar speech and of language, but to a house of Israel, not to many people of unfamiliar speech and of hard language, whose words you cannot understand. Surely, had I sent you to them, they would have listened to you. But the house of Israel will not listen to you, because they will not listen to me. For all the house of Israel are impudent and hard-hearted. verse 8. Behold, I have made your face strong against their faces, and your forehead strong against their foreheads. Harder than flint, I have made your forehead. Do not be afraid of them, nor be dismayed at their looks. Though they are a rebellious house. Moreover, he said to me, Son of man, receive into your heart all my words that I speak to you, and hear your ears. Verse 11. And go get to the captives, to the children of your people, and speak to them, and tell them, Thus says the Lord God, whether they hear or whether they refuse. Then the Spirit lifted me up, and I heard behind me a great thunderous voice, Blessed is the glory of the Lord from his place. I also heard the noise of the wings of the living creatures that touched one another, and the noise of wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. Verse 14. So the Spirit lifted me up and took me away, and I went in bitterness, in the heat of my spirit. But the hand of the Lord was strong upon me. When I came to the captives at Tel Aviv, who dwelt by the river Shibar, and I sat where they sat, and remained there, astonished among them 7 days. Now it came to pass, at the end of 7 days, that the word of the Lord came to me, saying, Verse 17, Son of man, I have made you a watchman for the house of Israel. Therefore, hear a word from my mouth, and give them warning from me. When I say to the wicked, you shall surely die, and you give him no warning, nor speak to warn the wicked from his wicked way, to save his life, that same wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood I will require at your hand. Yet, if you warn the wicked, and he does not turn from his wickedness, nor from his wicked way, he shall die in his iniquity, have delivered your soul. Verse 20. Again, when a righteous man turns from his righteousness and commits iniquity, and I lay a stumbling block before him, he shall die, because you did not give him warning. He shall die in his sin, in his righteousness, which he has done, shall not be remembered, but his blood I will require at your hand. Nevertheless, if you warn the righteous man, the righteous should not sin, and he does not sin, he shall surely live, because he took warning. Also, you will have delivered your soul. Verse 22. Then the hand of the Lord was upon me there, and he said to me, Arise, go out into the plain, and there I shall talk with you. So I arose and went out into the plain, and behold, the glory of the Lord stood there, like the glory which I saw at the river Chebar, and I fell on my face. Then the Spirit entered me and set me on my feet and spoke with me and said to me, Go shut yourself inside your house, and you, O son of man, surely they will put ropes on you and bind you with them, so that you cannot go out among them. I will make your tongue cling to the roof of your mouth, so that you shall be mute and not be one to rebuke them. For they are a rebellious house. 27. But when I speak with you, I will open your mouth, and you shall say to them, Thus says the Lord God, He who hears, let him hear, and he who refuses, let him refuse. For they are a rebellious house. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I'm taking a moment of silence there. My. All of the barking and preaching and boisterous talking I have been doing all of these past weeks here on Coffee and the Good Book at you and with you, trying to shake you by the proverbial collar. And here we see it in Ezekiel. The darkest time. And here we are again in the darkest time, our darkest time. An ungodly time in our history. Now, since we only have about 10-11 minutes here, I'm going to try to run through this fairly quickly. At the very beginning, where he's talking about eating the scroll, how about let's look at that as just diving in and opening our Bibles and reading the Word of God for ourselves with prayer and a sincere heart of wanting to know more about God and His will for our lives. And when we talk about it being, where he talks about it being a rebellious house, why, that is us. We are that rebellious house. You are that rebellious house. So quit being that rebellious house. And when he talks about going among the people of familiar language, well, we are talking to our friends and our neighbors. It's not like he is sending us to a foreign language, a foreign land where we don't know the language at all, and we need translators and things of that nature and interpreters. It's not like that today. Yes, it could be, but it's not every day. So we are, as Christians, have a responsibility. As believers, we have a responsibility. So in a sense, this talks to all of us. But there's an encouragement here. And that is here, even though in verse 8 and 9, it's dealing with Ezekiel, in a way, we are Ezekiel's ourselves. And that's the part, I guess, Papa's put into my heart. Because he says, to do He's made us bold. He's given us strength because he's in us. He's chosen us out of this world. And he does not want us to be afraid to do his will and to stand up for him. He does not want us to be dismayed when others of the rebellious world start yelling and screaming and killing and maiming and destroying and getting in our faces and saying slanderous and mean and persecuting things. He wants us to hold our ground. And he wants us to remember to receive into our hearts his words and to receive into our ears and to hear his words, that we are to do his will and not to refuse it, and that we are to go out and preach his whole word, because, and that's why I put in here about reminding clergy, verse 17 through 21 is that warning. Before I go there, though, how did I know that this message was for today? Because in verse 13, when I was reading this, and it says, the noise of wings of living creatures that touch one another, and a noise of wheels beside them, and a great thunderous noise. Simultaneously, I heard birds singing and chirping outside my window. I heard cars driving by, and at that moment, thunder clacked in the distance. Talk about Ezekiel and signs. Outside of that, just a few minutes before all of that, it was absolutely bone quiet. I didn't hear any birds. I didn't hear any cars. I didn't hear any thunder. I didn't hear any wind. And then right after that, there was just a little bit of chirping. No cars, no thunder, no wind, no nothing again. Just little birds chirping off in the distance. Ironic how sometimes we can interpret things, but it was so vivid and clear that just at that precise moment as I finished reading that verse, all of that became loud and clear at that precise moment. But anyhow, getting back to verses 17 through 21, we have a responsibility. And that responsibility is in verse 17, where he says, Son of man, I have made you a watchman. And when I say a watchman, watchman wording only appears very few times throughout the Bible. But it is a very important position. And if I'm not mistaken, I think it's like 9 or 10 times it appears in the Bible. And being a watchman is being watchful. As clergy, we are to be watchful for the flock. As Christians, we are to be watchful for one another and for our communities and for our neighbors. As citizens, we're to be watchful for that as well. But we're not watching out for one another. We're not doing the neighborly thing. We're not doing the Christian thing. We're not doing the clergy thing. What are we doing? In other words, many of us are not doing God's will. We're doing our own will over God's will, although many think that they're doing God's will, but obviously you're not. Otherwise, we wouldn't be having a lot of the things that are going on today. ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the warnings in verse 18, you shall surely die. There are many ways to die. There is the physical death. There is emotional death. There is spiritual death. There is many, many ways to die. Even without losing a breath. Many ways to suffer. And God is in control of all of that. And so the warning comes from, for all of us, refusing to do and stand up for God, doing His will. Not preaching the whole word of God. Manipulating, leaving out, saying, oh, God didn't mean that. Oh, that doesn't pertain today. That was way back then. No, ladies and gentlemen, that still holds true today. Every word in the scriptures. We need to be very, very careful what is eliminated. What we say does not hold true today. When it comes to morality, when it comes to how we treat one another, yes, we have to be very, very careful. We have to show love and respect to one another. Yes. There is no room for hate in a loving God. However, God is a jealous God. And if He says it's an abomination, He states iniquity. Iniquity is anything that is immoral act, an unrighteous act. And if we look the other way, then in that case, it is wrong. And if we give our seal of approval and say it is okay, then we are going against God's will. And we are condemning our own personal to damnation for it. I don't want that for you, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. So heed the warning from God to Ezekiel. Take it into your heart. If you need to, go and shut yourself inside your own house and pray. And when it's time, come out. And then speak from the heart and let them hear. Either let them hear it or let them refuse it, but let it be on them, the word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I want to thank you for joining me for today in Coffee and the Good Book. This is Patriarch Andrew Patrick here at Celtic Cross Ministry Incorporated and the Celtic Cross Foundation of Ministry saying God bless and enjoy your week. Good day.